Literacy in all content areas. With the Common Core standards comes a new awareness of literacy and new expectations with terms like technical literacy, content literacy, writing literacy, multiple literacies, critical literacy. The definition of literacy is the quality or state of being literate, the ability to read and write. Preface that with any of the above, including content literacy, and it changes inflection to become an action rather than a skill set or ability. Literacy then becomes a form of something, a form of writing in math, a form of reading in science, a form of mastery in many areas, and so forth. Literacy then becomes a subset for a standard we hold our students up to, specific to each area of content they need to master, or that we need to teach. Here is what the Workforce Investment Act of 1998 defines literacy as: an individual's ability to read, write, speak in English, compute, and solve problems at levels of proficiency necessary to function on the job, in the family of the individual, and in society. Research continues to make strong connections between reading and writing and active engagement, student interaction, and meaningful negotiation. We know that reading and writing is, by design, built from automatic skills that include semantics, syntax, and phonics. Textbook programs are no longer one-size-fits-all. We no longer use them to address all students' needs, and therefore we differentiate. Whole class novels are no longer the norm. The curriculum standards drive district, school, and classroom decisions. This has all driven new and exciting trends in education, particularly in the teaching of reading and writing to adolescents. Below are some methods that support the literacy initiatives of the National Common Core. See if you can identify where they plug in to your own curriculum. We will also explore this in the activity that follows. Comprehension strategies in the content areas require deep analysis and response to text structure. The following are strategies that support text structure: writing descriptions, sequencing ideas, comparing and contrasting concepts and ideas, analyzing for cause and effect, problem solving, and solution finding. Writing. Effective writing requires mastery on both the micro and macro level. While students must think about spelling and choosing precise words, they must also be mindful of overall organization of ideas. If the students have learned how to write in another country, they may recognize their ideas differently and/or use a less direct argumentation style than is typical of the American academic context. Teachers should also be aware of the differences between the writing styles of different genres, since learners' expectations affect their ability to perform English. Teachers should highlight their discipline's unique features. For example, in American history, this might include period, rhetoric, and reference, such as the Constitution. In science, it might include the ways that conclusions are stated. And in literature, it might include the routine phrases that indicate a fairy tale is in process. For low literacy students, teachers should begin by focusing on the meaning of their writing, then move on to mechanics as their writing progresses. The following teaching methods of writing have demonstrated positive, effective sizes. They are presented in order from most to least effective: summarization, collaborative writing, specific product goals, word processing, sentence combining, pre-writing, inquiry activities, process writing, studying models, writing for content area learning. In addition, ELLs must learn explicit strategies on how to write, depending on the type of text. Students should be exposed to various genres of writing used in schooling, such as procedural and historical recounts, reports, persuasive writing, and others. Writing is essential in a reading curriculum because it doubles as an assessment of reading comprehension. Brisk, Horan, and McDonald recommend the rhetoric approach as an effective instructional strategy for developing ELL's writing skills, which consists of the following steps. Explore a general topic. Define the purpose and audience. Select subtopics. Select the genre and appropriate organizational structure. Select information. Order examples and details. Write a draft. Revise and edit. And prepare a final copy. Teachers should also provide feedback and explicit grammar instruction to support ELL's writing, especially at the secondary level. These activities support text structure. Teach students how to identify overall text patterns, cause, effect, problem solution, compare and contrast, chronological order. Teach students how to identify text structures when they read them, and the value of this as an aid to understanding. Students must recognize words that signal shifts in text structures, such as transition words, first, next, finally, and so forth, numbers, initial, capped headings. Teach students the specific genres across all content area through reading or writing exposure. Students must know how to identify these genres and how to respond to them in reading and in writing. Biography, autobiography, informational text, essay, memoir, magazine and newspaper articles, diaries, science experiments, how-to and directions, speeches, hypertext. Literature as a model for writing in all content areas. Always include activities that activate prior knowledge and use this knowledge to leverage with new text, challenging text, or any gaps in concepts. Engage students in background building activities such as reading familiar with a topic, having class discussions, using story impressions, and making predictions. Use graphic organizers to help students see connections. Assist students in making text-to-self, text-to-text, and text-to-world connections. Use brainstorming approaches with semantic maps and graphic organizers. Scaffold this approach to their notebook. Teachers must teach students how to monitor their own comprehension in content area text and what to do when comprehension breaks down. Students must have a variety of strategies to select from, such as predicting, questioning, fix-up strategies, and making connections. The goal of strategy instruction is not only to increase comprehension, but to increase independence in content area reading. Other techniques for using content area text include question-answer relationships, questioning the author, Socratic seminars, request, evaluating the purpose for a writing piece, author tone and point of view from multiple perspectives, critically evaluating web-based sources. Multimedia approaches to content area literacy for struggling readers and writers. Project Look Sharp, a media literacy group out of Ithaca College in New York State, promotes and supports media literacy through a critical literacy curriculum. They are a perfect marriage of district, state, and community interests, and their design is well entrenched in curriculum-driven initiatives throughout the country. Their goals include providing strategies and resources developed in the field with a strong efficacy base to support teaching to a critical literacy curriculum that uses media at all grade levels. Below are some methods that work as well to differentiate as they do to make multimedia happen without any financial prejudice.